This first ever Meditation Station Monday is brought to you by mythoughtcoach.com. Take a peek if you haven't yet. It's the new website, it's up, and it's based on the latest brain research and actually could be one of the best things to happen to you in a while. So check it out before August 31st and you'll get 40% off. Today is all about digital detox. I want you to try this detox and see what happens. It's designed to help you disconnect with a quick exercise of how to do that and then affirmations at the end. So stick with me for 10 minutes and just see what happens. Dim the screen or go into airplane mode or whatever you can do to just hear my voice and nothing else. Turn away from all screens and then look up and out and around you, paying full attention to everything you see, everything away from your device. As you begin to look around, either in your mind or out loud, start to name the things that you see. It's kind of weird, but just try it. This simple practice will immediately calm and center your thinking. So as you keep simply sticking to naming the thing in front of you, that's all you have to do, just nothing more. No attachment, just naming. Fan, clock, book, blinking sign, chair, person, doesn't matter. Pop on your headphones if you haven't already and stand up and take a quick walk with your headphones on and me in your ears around your office or your house or wherever and name the things that you pass in your mind or out loud with the only goal being to never getting stuck on any one thing. This exercise will bring you immediately to the present time and away from fixations or other ruminations that get us mentally and emotionally stuck. It's also a really great way to transition into other forms of focused relaxation or for practicing affirmations. So spend the next 2 minutes naming the things that you see. I'll tell you when 2 minutes is over, just do it. And move around if possible while you do it. If you're driving or commuting, this is an even easier exercise because you're passing so many things. Also, if you find yourself lingering, just move your eyes as soon as you notice that you're lingering and name the next thing and the next. Here we go. Awesome. Now you're ready for the next part of this meditation. Ask yourself this. If tomorrow were the last day that you had to live, what would your biggest regrets over the last few months be? Will you wish that you had spent some of the time that you spent with technology in face-to-face interaction instead, or working towards goals? What could you have started or mastered or achieved with all of the hours back that you spent just this last year on the computer or in messing around with your smartphone? How many days or weeks or months would you have? So today can be different, and you deserve better. If you can, gently close your eyes and relax your body as much as possible while saying the following affirmations, either out loud or in your head. But pay attention to how each statement resonates with you as you say it in your own voice. Here we go. If I haven't already, I am now choosing to set a period of time, a couple of hours, a day, a weekend, or a week, to be free of technology. Despite what any anxieties about this may tell me, deep within me, I know that this is important for me to do. I am choosing to take this time to focus on other parts of my life for a while. It wasn't that long ago that I knew how to live without Twitter, Facebook, and other apps. I survived. I am open to the possibility that what I thought was essential may have become a bad habit that I might need to break. In some areas, instead of helping me to connect, technology has caused me to withdraw from the world around me. My intention right here and right now with this digital detox is to begin to engage again with myself and others. I can make the biggest difference in the world, not by reading about the bad things going on, but by engaging physically in the world. I can look for those in need and do something. I can be generous and gracious to people who may be rude back. I can smile and make eye contact with the people around me instead of only being engaged on my phone. My brain is used to getting a lot of information very quickly, and it will take some time for it to adjust to this new way of doing things, and I'm okay with that. I fully expect to have a lot of thoughts come up, trying to convince me to hop back on and start using my phone, and I expect this to happen. I'm beginning to become more and more aware of all that I'm missing by being so caught up in the digital world. When I want to zone out, I realize that technology use will never give me the true rest that my brain needs to be fully productive during the times that it needs to be. I will never really realize how much time I spend wandering cyberspace until I stop. I expect some feelings of separation and anxiety once I stop using my phone and technology so much. but I know that if there's something that I need to know, I can find out about it, and that nothing is as urgent as I've trained myself to think it is. Me trying to do two or three things at a time is causing me to be less efficient instead of more. I never have to stop midstream to answer a cell phone or check a text. If something is worth doing, it's worth doing fully and with my complete awareness. Digital images release dopamine inside of my brain, which has the potential to throw me off my mental game and be highly addictive. Real people in real situations cause my brain to release oxytocin, which puts my brain in a more optimal and a more happy state. Resolving the difficulties that arise in real situations and relationships will create the kind of connection that I need to thrive. Solutions to the problems in my life will come as I spend time off my device and create space for them. When I work, I stay focused and work hard, and then I unplug without reservation and turn my focus to what and who is immediately around me. I choose to live my life as if each day might be my last. My instincts, ideas, and creativity will expand as I begin to disconnect more and more from the digital world. My time is precious. I choose to live without any more regrets or lost hours spent doing things that mean less to me than I realize. I am connected to peace and stillness within, and this blesses my life far more than any technology ever could. Perfect. Keep doing and continuing to do these affirmations as often as you can to help retrain your inner dialogue and the way that you think about technology so that you don't continue just blindly using technology without really seeing the price that you're paying for doing it. Come back next Monday for a new Meditation Station Monday. This is Stin. Into a different and more productive way of seeing the world and seeing the problems in your life and seeing everything. So try it.